Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 5th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 403 years ago, today in 1621. The Mayflower departed, heading back to England, after having deposited 102 pilgrims at what became the American colony of Plymouth, Massachusetts. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 26 degrees with 12-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:15 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., with a high near 46 and wind of 10 to 13 mile per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, mainly before 10 p.m., with a low around 34 and 15 mile per hour wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 8 a.m. with a low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 41 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will see likely showers after 5 p.m. with a 60% chance of precipitation, high of 44 and north wind at 10 to 14 mile per hour. Sunday, expect mostly cloudy skies, a high of 45, and strong north wind. Sunday night will be partly cloudy, with a low of 33. Monday brightens up to sunny, with a high near 60, and a clear evening at 40 degrees. Tuesday is mostly sunny, with a high of 55. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this Monday, the total solar eclipse, crossing North America from Mexico to Canada, has northern New England gearing up for an influx of visitors eager to experience this rare celestial event. Sections of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine lie in the eclipse's path of totality, promising a significant economic boost from tourism. Local communities and ski resorts are organizing events to welcome newcomers, highlighting the region's beauty, and hoping to alleviate traffic concerns with early arrivals. AAA Northeast anticipates heavy traffic, advising caution and early travel plans. Lodging in the area is becoming scarce, with prices rising. Each state in the path of totality has published guidelines and event listings for prospective eclipse watchers. Now on to sports. The Oakland Athletics are set to move from Oakland to Sacramento for the 2025 to 2027 baseball seasons, with a potential extension into 2028 before relocating to Las Vegas. This decision comes as their lease in Oakland expires, and negotiations with the city have not yielded a new agreement. Sacramento's Sutter Health Park, with a capacity possibly reaching 14,000, will host the A's games. This move is seen as a temporary measure, ahead of the team's planned relocation to Las Vegas, where plans for a new stadium are underway, but face funding and legal challenges. Oakland, the A's home since 1968, has seen the team win 4 World Series and 17 division titles. Last night in local sports, the Bruins at home beat the Hurricanes 4-1. And tonight, The Red Sox are on the road in Anaheim to take on the Angels. And the Celtics are at home to play the Kings. In top news, Amazon has scaled back its Just Walk Out technology from its Amazon Fresh stores due to the need for significant manual monitoring. However, it plans to continue using this technology in specific Amazon Go and UK Amazon Fresh stores, alongside smart carts to streamline the shopping process. Meanwhile, startups like Grab & Go and Everseen are advancing cashier-free checkout technologies, focusing on privacy-conscious methods and improving customer experience. Grab & Go uses computer vision for checkout-free shopping, much like driverless car technology, avoiding facial recognition to protect privacy. Everseen, facing challenges with its technology at Walmart, raised significant funding and emphasizes non-confrontational corrective measures for checkout errors. These developments suggest a continued push towards enhancing in-person shopping efficiency while addressing privacy and security concerns. In business news, Dell Technologies stock has seen a significant surge, reaching new heights due to the booming demand for AI server hardware. The company's recent success is attributed to the high demand for its AI servers, particularly those powered by NVIDIA H100 chips, with a backlog of orders reaching $3 billion. Dell's interest in AI servers extends beyond current backlogs, with anticipation for future demand for servers utilizing AMD's MI300 GPU and upcoming NVIDIA chips. This growth is not only limited to AI servers, but also expected to influence AI PCs and enterprise storage sectors, promising a significant shift in Dell's revenue composition towards AI-capable products and services. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just under $68,000. Ethereum is at $3,300. And Solana is $179. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Shield AI, a defense technology startup valued at $3 billion, is acquiring Melbourne-based Sentient Vision Systems to enhance its AI-enabled drone technology. Sentient, known for developing AI solutions that identify objects in real time, will continue to operate as a Shield AI subsidiary, bringing the total employee count to approximately 750. The acquisition aims to integrate Sentient's VIDAR system with Shield AI's drones, significantly expanding search capabilities. Founded by a former Navy SEAL, Shield AI focuses on autonomous aircraft operation, aiming to create the world's best AI pilot. With $1 billion raised, and ambitions to generate substantial annual sales by 2026, Shield AI is not ruling out an IPO as it focuses on scaling its innovative technologies. And in entertainment news, Action Comics number one, marking Superman's debut, has set a new record by selling for $6 million at auction, surpassing Superman number one's $5 million sale in 2022, and Amazing Fantasy No. 15's nearly $4 million sale in 2021. This makes it the world's most valuable comic book. With only about 100 copies believed to exist from the original 200,000 printed, Its rarity and excellent condition contribute to its high value. This sale highlights the enduring legacy and fascination with Superman, coinciding with the production of a new Superman film directed by James Gunn, set for release in July 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Superman himself. And Mr. Kent once said, "There's always a way. When the odds are impossible, do the impossible." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.